All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading them. Today is Thursday, March 14th. Stocks are lower. There's more concerning inflation data, NVIDIA struggles, and yields rocket higher, plus we'll review our open WTF and wheel trades. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. This is your first time here. My name's Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and today the show is Coffee with Mark. Marcus will be joining me again tomorrow. Now, let's go ahead and jump to the charts and see what's going on in these crazy markets. And we see that the S&P 500 is lower, but trying to find some direction. And this week, it was all about inflation data. We had higher than expected CPI data on Tuesday. And this morning, all eyes were on PPI data. So let's go ahead and look at the economic calendar. And we see here that core PPI came in a tick higher at 0.3%. 0.3% higher, but the expectation was 0.2%. If we look at PPI, we came in three ticks higher at 0.6% versus a 0.3% expectation. So this just shows that inflation is hotter than expected and a little stickier, and it's following the CPI data that also showed a similar situation. Now, CPI was a little more in line with expectations, but that core CPI number a tick higher than expected, and then PPI showing a little more of an increase. Now, you would think that this would lead to a sell-off in the market, because if inflation stays higher longer or is actually increasing, it gives the Fed more incentive to not cut rates, at least anytime soon. And the market has priced in rate cuts. The market wants rate cuts. Investors want rate cuts. And so any thinking that the Fed will not cut rates would be bad for the markets. But it was a bit of a surprise. If we look at the E-mini S&P 500 and see what happened overnight, going to a five-minute chart here, overnight we were flat in the Asian session, and then we rallied during the European session. Now, this is what the chart looked like going right into today's report at 8:30 Eastern, an hour before the markets open. And they're really, it looks a little more exaggerated than what really took place, because there was this move right before. But coming off of these lows here, it was about a 0.2% move lower, right? We were off of the highs by about 0.2%. So all in all, there was about a 0.2% drop going into that number, and then about a 0.2% drop after, which really wasn't a big reaction. In fact, the S&P 500 actually opened higher to start the day. So traders really shrugged off this higher PPI number, and we opened higher. We started to push even a little bit higher after the open, and then we pulled back and made session lows right ahead of the 10 o'clock hour. Now, we're still down for the session, but coming back off of session lows, this type of chart just shows that traders trying to figure out what this means. And if we look at the CME FedWatch tool and we look at the probabilities, even the numbers here haven't changed substantially. So the March meeting, 99% chance the Fed will keep rates the same. That's basically guaranteed. So traders expect that the Fed will not cut rates at the March meeting. A very high probability that the Fed will not cut rates at the May meeting. That should be a no-brainer there, but the Fed funds futures are pricing that in. And then in June, right now, Fed funds futures are pointing to a cut in June, although I think that's highly unlikely. And then a possible cut in July, at least based on what the Fed funds futures are pointing to. So if we don't get the cut in June, high chance that we'll get one in July. right now, although the high probability is a cut in June and then staying the same in July, we see that if we look at easing here, there's a, you know, combining all of these numbers, a 69% chance there's a cut in June, an 87% chance there's a cut in July based on the probabilities. And I'm leaning towards July being the first time. But again, it's going to be based on data. And this is the last major data point for the Fed prior to the March meeting. The Fed meets in 6 days, 2 hours, 53 minutes, and 29 seconds. So just around the corner here. And again, a Fed cut, completely unlikely, but we will get their dot plot, what their expectations are for the year. And that could be a market mover. And just the wording, right? Is the Fed concerned about this higher CPI and PPI print? Or are they shrugging it off? Are they just feeling that this is, you know, the trajectory? And if you look at the big picture and the overall chart, we're kind of, you know, flatlining, not necessarily going higher, but after coming down and after the inflation changes or improvements, we're just kind of stabilizing or not really seeing a strong decrease, which is okay. This is where that Fed wording is going to be so important, and we just have to wait and see. Now, going back to the markets here, again, markets trying to figure out what the heck this means for investors. And one thing is clear is that yields are higher. Yields have rocketed higher here. The 10-year yield up 2.2%. Now, the 2-year yield up higher too, but only 1%. So we're starting to get back into this normal yield curve situation. The 2-year yield is still higher than that 10-year yield, but typically in a normal situation where you don't have an inverted yield curve, the longer dated treasuries are going to have higher yields than the shorter ones, and this type of movement would be typical. But definitely the PPI number moving the yields, and equity is still trying to figure out what this means. Now, just looking at a few other markets, crude oil quietly making highs that we haven't seen since November of last year. So for a long time, crude oil just kind of in this tight range between 76 and 80, and then breaking through these highs that we had early March, now at 81.23 a barrel. So crude oil getting higher. The VIX popping on this data that we had, the VIX, aka the fear index, showing volatility in the S&P 500. So there are greater expectations for more movement in those S&P 500 stocks based on options prices, and a little bit of a VIX pop, although the VIX remains low based on historic levels. Definitely a pop higher today after falling the last couple of days. So let's look at the heat map here. Let's go back to PowerX Optimizer, look at the heat map, see what the overall market looks like. And there's a lot of red, although it's just a small drop for the day. A lot of red. We do see that some of the bigger names positive, like Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon. So some money going into some of the Magnificent Seven, but not all. Look at this. NVIDIA struggling again for the second day, down 3% right now. So NVIDIA taking some losses here. Tesla also losing. Tesla down 2.7%. And Tesla just continues to struggle overall. Look at this chart here. Tesla making lows that we haven't seen since, when was this? Back in May of last year. So Tesla definitely showing some weakness. With the wheel scanner, we see that the 155 strike is available, which is a strike that is right around the lows that was established late April, early May of 2023. But Tesla really just in a bit of a free fall right now. Not the same with the other Magnificent Seven. So Tesla definitely showing some weakness. Overall, though, we see that markets are lower. There's definitely some red, and the big names like Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon, some money going into those names. Let's do this. Let's talk about trades. And let's first go to the WTF Analyzer. And the WTF Analyzer is a scanner that helps us find WTF strategy trades. And no new opportunities for today. We've had a couple of great, great trades recently. The strategy definitely working well this year. We still have two open trades, Merck being one of them. So Merck, after an entry signal here, pulling back down again today, although Merck did go ex-dividend today, so there was a 77-cent dividend that becomes available to shareholders on record at the beginning of the trading day. And this means that on April 5th, that payment date, we will have 77 cents, that 77 cent dividend deposited into our account. So I'll take the dividend. This accounting for some of today's drop, because it's expected that the stock will fall by the dividend amount on the X date. But right now, we're actually down $2 in Merck. So there's still a little more downside, and there are losses beyond just that dividend. Still just doing its thing, nothing to do with this one, still an open signal, and we will continue to look for an exit signal. Now, ZS, hanging in there, we got into this one, and it really just hasn't moved anywhere much at all. So the signal price, 201.14, right now it's trading at 290, so no real change there, and just waiting. So these are the two open signals right now. Merck down a little bit. ZS just basically flat. And we're still looking for new entry signals. Maybe we get some if there's a more of a pullback today. And we are looking to manage these two. So nothing to do with Merck and ZS right now. Moving on to the wheel strategy here. And this is where Marcus, he sold puts on Apple. Yesterday, he took advantage of the drop that we had. He sold the 170 put. And today, as we saw earlier with the heat map, Apple bucking the overall trend of the market in a sea of red. Apple is green. Apple up 1.8% today. So that's turning out to be a real nice trade. We do see that the 172.50 is available right now, giving us more than 30% annualized based on the premium available. 172.50 is too high for me. I like the 170. I preferred the 167.50. Yesterday, I was keeping an eye on the 167.50, seeing if there was a little more downside and I could sell those puts. It just wasn't possible. And then Apple turned around. So looks like, at least with what we see today, that Marcus will have an opportunity to either get out of this one at 90% max profit, or tomorrow it's likely that Marcus will not get assigned and the stock will stay above 170, but you never know. There's still a day and a half left of trading, so a lot of trading left, but at least with the rally that we see right now, highly likely that those puts will expire worthless or Marcus could buy them back. Now, other open trades, and let's look at this one. This one's been a wild one. CSIQ, trying to figure out what the heck to do with earnings. So CSIQ actually reported, let's pop back over to TradingView here, since we update things at the end of the day for the earnings reports. Here we see there's this red earnings symbol, meaning that there was a miss. And CSIQ reported a small loss, and this was not expected or not forecast. So a loss, and this would be based on earnings per share. There was a slight increase in revenue than what was expected. So a revenue beat, an EPS loss. And guidance was a little bit weaker. So on a positive note, we're up for the day, and there wasn't this big sell-off. Like, you know, we've had mixed that this last earnings cycle for solar has been very hit or miss. Now, the reporting has been negative, but the guidance has been a little bit mixed, where some companies feel that, you know, the worst is behind them. Others say that the upcoming guidance is still to be a concern. And CSIQ did say that their guidance is going to be weaker. But traders are right now saying, you know what, this might be a fair price for CSIQ at this point, right? Because we're up 1%. We dropped down to 1883. So we were down about 3.5% at one point. We were up over 5% at one point. Now we're up 1%. So this is what you call price discovery. Investors trying to figure out what to do with CSIQ. Is this good news? Is this bad news? Is this the bottom? Is there a buying opportunity, or is this a concern and should we sell? Right now, it's holding tight, just under $20 a share. So we'll see where the day ends up, but this is positive to me. After this back and forth, up and down, being positive by 1%. Also, just chart-wise, it looks like we have some real nice support around 19, which is another bonus. So nice to have earnings out of the way now, although I was hoping for a real nice earnings surprise. This, to me, is the second best scenario, where we're just seeing some nice support and we're positive. Moving on to NEE. NEE, just a blockbuster day yesterday, finishing the session up over 4%. A huge, huge move for NEE. And even more follow-through today. So up another 0.7%. And this is a positive. Rather than trying to fill this gap and pull them back to 58, edging higher towards 60, we actually got above 60, got as high as 60.24 for the day. Right now we're at 59.89. So NEE working out nicely. And this is definitely welcomed, especially because we know that historically, NEE is an income play, right? So if yields are lower, NEE should do great, and yields are higher today, and NEE is hanging in there and doing just fine. So I'll take that. NEE looking pretty strong in spite of the yield rally. Now, UPS pulling back a bit, and I mean, I want UPS to just continue to make its move higher, but hey, I'll take this type of movement where you have a nice uptrend and you pull back a little bit, but that trend resumes. So that's what I'm looking for. Yesterday, a reversal bar, today down just less than 1%. But overall, a real nice rally off of these lows that were established early February. And there will be pullbacks along the way, although it's more fun when you're long and you own shares and the stock just rockets higher. There will be pullbacks around the way in a healthy market and a healthy environment where there's buying and selling taking place. So right now, I'll take this, and let's just work our way right back on up here to these highs and eventually get out of this one making some nice money. Marcus, on the other hand, has done a great job. I think his break even is down here around 38, 39 bucks a share. So all of this is money for him every time he sells calls. 157.50 was the strike that he sold for this week. And with this pullback, probably getting out at 90% today. Otherwise, seeing those calls expire worthless tomorrow. So there you have it. These are open wheel trades. Didn't see anything today. I was hoping that Apple might pull back a little bit more, but doing the exact opposite, up 1.6%. The overall market's in the red, not with big, big losses, but then also, although the overall market is down when we look at the S&P 500, the index itself being supported by some of the bigger names that are positive, like we saw with the heat map. So just waiting to see where the dust settles, where we end the day. Always looking for new opportunities. I definitely have a couple of positions open for my wheel portfolio. I would love to fill those, but only with great names and when the time is right. And at least with what I saw today, there wasn't anything that looked absolutely fantastic. So I will continue to look and also see what happens tomorrow. With that said, if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up, give it a like. If you are new to the channel, please subscribe. And if you know someone who could benefit from these updates and review of the two strategies that we prefer here at Rockwell Trading, please share this video. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, your viewership, and also your comments. Love to have that interaction. And thank you for watching. With that said, have a great rest of your trading day. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy trading, everybody.